If you already know how to read Arabic, know the Tajweed rules and how to apply them, but you are somehow still struggling with Quran recitation, or you're still too slow or not fluent, then what is actually going wrong in this case? If you're looking to increase your Quran fluency or be able to recite the Quran with ease, then this is the best guide to achieve this goal, inshallah, quickly and effectively. So, let's get right to it. First, reciting the Quran properly requires Arabic literacy, learning the makharij, and the tajweed rules. Many people think that once they have covered all of these three, that they can now open any page in the Mus'haf and start reciting from it with ease and fluency. And when that doesn't happen, or when they stutter too much or get tongue-tied, they get frustrated. They might doubt themselves or even quit the process. So why does this happen? Well, it is important to know that learning how to recite the Quran is very much like learning a second language. Knowing the rules and pronunciation of words will not automatically make you able to speak freely in that language without problems, but instead, you will first stutter, take long pauses, and make many mistakes. So this is a normal stage, but the real question is, how you can get over this and move on. And we'll do this through 5 steps. If you follow them, you are, inshallah, guaranteed to become fluent in the Quran and actually be able to open any page in the Mus'haf and recite it with ease. Number 1. Expectations. When learning the Quran and trying to improve your recitation, it is important to have realistic expectations. To know that this is a journey, not a checklist, and that learning Tajweed is not an immediate key to Quran fluency, but it is a step in that direction. So, knowing that you will be making mistakes, come up against some words or combinations that you'll find challenging, or you're unable to get it right the first time, all of this is normal. These realistic expectations are extremely important to having the right mindset and not blaming yourself or getting frustrated when facing difficulties. These negative feelings can make some people give up or think that they're simply not just good enough. So you need to know that this is a normal stage that will pass, inshallah, as long as you will follow the rest of these steps. Number 2. Slow and steady. One of the most common mistakes when learning the Quran or Tajweed is putting too much focus on all of the Tajweed rules all at the same time. This makes you too conscious too quickly of all the Tajweed rules that you have to keep track of, which then tanks your fluency and can get very frustrating. Instead, take a slow and a steady method to learn each Tajweed rule on its own, master it, then move on to the next, and then the next, and so on. This ensures the automation of the rules, so when you get to reciting, they can be applied with more fluency, without having to think about them too much every time you come up against them. That's why learning Tajweed fast, while possible, is not advisable, because you will be left with a large number of rules that you will have to apply at the same time for the first time, while navigating the words of the Quran. I devised the CMYK method in learning Tajweed, which is explained in this lesson and is applied on my Tajweed book. So check them out, I left the links in the description. So now, even if you have already learned all the Tajweed rules already, go back and revise them one by one and apply each rule till you fully master it before you move on to the next. This will increase your automatic application and improve your fluency. So, we know now that we must keep our expectations realistic, take a proper way to learn and revise the Tajweed rules. What should we do next? Number 3. Walk before running. We learn to walk before running. We need to apply this principle here too. First, when you recite, recite slowly. Take your time. Give yourself the chance to move from one word to another, to apply the proper rules, and most importantly, gain more confidence in that part that you are practicing. Fluency doesn't necessarily mean fast, but also correct. When you do this often enough, you will notice that your speed will improve and find that sweet spot that balances between speed and accuracy. Second, start with easier surahs. It is not wise to start with Surah At-Tawbah or Surah An-Nisa when you have just finished your tajweed course. You will struggle. Instead, start from the easier surahs, for example, Juz 30, 29, 28, till Surah Qaf. These are all perfect for this starting phase. But then, what do I do if I want to recite the longer surahs with fluency? How can we achieve that? Well, keep watching. Number 4. Input. There is a reason why a toddler won't start talking until they are 2 or 3 years old. It takes an average toddler this much time of just listening, or rather, getting input, before they are able to produce output and start talking. And then a couple more years of practice till they are fluent. And there is a lot to learn from this. In other words, listening is very important. I can't stress enough how important it is. You will need to be constantly listening to the Quran whenever you get the chance. If you can't make out all the words you hear, no problem. It will at least make the rhythm of the words and the recitation more familiar to your ears, which is very important. So listen as much as you can, because this is your input. Number 5. Output. Since we are not toddlers anymore, we don't need to wait long before we could produce output. That's why you need to practice whatever you have been listening to. So listen and practice. Listen and practice. And quite honestly, if you truly want real results, you need to do that every day. Make it part of your daily routine, even for just a couple of minutes. It is not a mystery why all Muslims are quite fluent with reciting Al-Fatiha. The reason is clear. They practice reading it every single day, dozens of times, and so they are fluent in it. Similarly, if you want to become fluent in the rest of the Quran, practice a lot after listening. So how can we bring these steps into practical use? Well, let's have an example. Before you get to work or practice or do anything, make sure that the basis is solid and stable. You are mentally prepared for it, and you've also studied Tajweed properly and took your time to practice its application. Now, let's get to work. We'll choose a surah that is not too familiar, but at the same time, not too challenging either. I'll go with Surah Al-Mulk. I'll listen to it every single day, and within the same day, I'll make sure to recite a page or two from it. I'll repeat this process as long as it takes me to be very comfortable and fluent when reciting this surah. Don't worry, the more surahs you make, the quicker it gets. Just focus for now on that one surah, and don't leave it until you are 100% fluent in reciting it. After you have mastered it, move on to the next one. Let's say Surah Al-Qalam. Do the same with it, and then keep on and on and on with the rest of the surahs. But what happens exactly? What does this do? So here's what happens. The Quran has so many phrases or chunks that are repeated all across the Quran, one way or another. You practice them bit by bit. In this way, you'll be able to recognize these phrases all across the Quran without thinking about them or even which tajweed rules go with them. You will just say them correctly. So I will see this and directly go,
وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ,
without even thinking about إخفاء or any other rule in this ayah.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا,
and here I'll just get it right without remembering idgham or natural mad or anything else. So where do you find these chunks or phrases? Well, as we explained in step 3, If you work on your fluency in Juz 30, 29, 28, 27 up to Surat Qaf, you will have covered the majority of these phrases, and when you practice them long enough, you will find yourself reciting Al-Baqarah or other surahs with minimum effort, since you are already familiar with most of the phrases used. That's why a lot of repetition, but not just any repetition, will yield very good results, inshallah. Finally, it is always advisable to stick to one mushaf to get used to how the words look, since this plays a very important role in the speed of reading and how you can recognize the words as fast as possible. So, do you think that this is a feasible plan that you can benefit from? Let us know in the comments below. And don't forget to share this with others who you might think have this struggle. Thanks for watching. If you want to start learning the Tajweed, then start with this playlist. And also, don't forget to check my latest book about Tajweed and download the companion app. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.